Go.
Blog Talk Radio.
And we're here. Good evening. Good evening. This is Ty Tone. Good to the people. Tonight we're having a very fun evening, Monday night. And in the studio with us tonight is my man Mike G from the JB. We're going to be talking to Mike tonight. Younger Brothers are pioneers, and they led the way with the fusion of jazz and hip-hop and was the first hip-hop group to use a house music producer for their song, I'll House You. It was the first house hop record around. And the great news is they're back, everyone. They are back and fresher than ever. After a prolonged break, which I saw the awesome threesome disband, so I'm going to ask Mike about that. The group consists of Mike G, Africa Baby Bam, and DJ Sammy B. They've got back together, and I'll ask some questions about, you know, what went on with that. And Mike G, the legendary Jungle Brother, is with me tonight to talk about some of the latest projects on the Voice of the People, as well as I want to hear about this UK tour. So welcome to the show, Mike G. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Tom. Good. Everything's been good.
Really?
Everything's been real good.
It's been a
long time.
It's been a minute.
Same with you.
Thank you. Thank you for showing us this with some love, for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. No, we got to keep our NY system up.
Yo, you know what? NY got to keep representing one another, so I want to thank you for that. Harlem, New York is in the house right now. I see you are about to head to NY, I noticed. You guys are going to be performing at SOB's. Can you tell the listeners about that? What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're doing SOB's Wednesday night, November 5th, New York City, right off the corner of, Houston and Barrack Street.
That's no yes, form. It is.
Got a couple of guests coming out. Got my man, Nine. Back in the day, he's coming. He's going to drop some songs. Got young brother, G Mills. He's like my cousin in law, red alert stepson. He's coming. He's going to be rocking. And who knows who else is going to pop up? You know what I mean?
Yo, it's New York, so I can only imagine it could be just anybody straight out the dome. Cause you were Zulu Nation, am I right?
Oh yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes,
yes,
and you know, I know Africa Bambaataa. Africa Bambaataa, that's my baba. I hung out with him in Atlanta, so who knows who's going to be in the building.
That's right. So it's going to be a long night. We know it's a work day the next day, but we're going to keep people out. And then we got the Zulu Nation anniversary. They're going to be jumping off that coming weekend. So New York is on fire right now. There's a whole bunch of things going on in New York, and, you know, home. It's always good to go home and be able to rock a good venue like SOB's.
Well, I like that, Mike. So tell me, you know I got some questions, but I want to tell the listeners before we go there. This is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. We're talking to Mike G tonight. Mike G is a legendary artist with the infamous, well-known group, the JB. And so, you know, I got questions for Mike about you guys and, you know, I see you regrouped, and you're going stronger and harder. So in the midst of that, you just recently came off tour. Can you tell our listeners about the tour you just recently came off in the UK? I noticed that you guys started, it was September 25th at the Jazz Cafe. That was on a Thursday, and y'all ended in the Newcastle's Hoochie Coochie. That was on a Sunday, October 5th. What was up with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, just jazzy when you get in that hoochie coochie.
But
we actually have more dates than that. We actually started like 2 days prior to the Jazz Cafe date. We started in Ireland. I can't remember the names of all the venues. I don't have it in front of me right now. But we started in Ireland. We did 2 dates in Ireland, and then we just kind of ran the whole the UK. A lot of people may know that UK Ireland is just an island off of England, United Kingdom, and we got to just start at the top. We did a little horseshoe, worked all our way down the coast, and then came down to London, headed down all the way down to Brighton, and worked our way all the way back up. I mean, we did Manchester, Cardiff. We did Scotland. Scotland was our last date. I mean, we had a great time. London, Edinburgh. I mean, we had a great time. We did about 15 dates. And it was good. It was good getting out there. A lot of people know that we had started our career pretty early in the late 80s. And
yeah.
See a lot of even people come out from that time like, yo, I was with y'all when y'all was out here in like 89, you know, 93, you know, people was coming out and was like, yo, damn. And, you know, as well as we had a good amount of young cats out there like, yo, my uncle was telling me about y'all, you know, it's first time. So it's like we had a lot of the old fans come out. We had a lot of new fans come out. And everybody have fun, and you know that's what we, you know that's what we promote, if you want to call it that, you know, just good music, have fun, live good, you know.
I like that, Mike. I mean, you know, that's the essence of what your group is all about. I mean, y'all are definitely. I mean, when I met you in the early 90s, like in 93, and I was a young buck back then. That was 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I don't show the age now. I ain't got my birth certificate on me now.
It's been a minute. Like, I can remember I met you back during the time when De La was recording the Stakes Is High album. Now, that's taking it back.
Yeah,
you
know no doubt.
Mm-hmm. So we go way back. Like, we go way back, like, and in essence, like an 8-track, that's way back for me. And so
yeah, for sure.
I love the fact that there's longevity, and it goes without saying, the Jungle Brothers pioneered the fusion of hip-hop and jazz during the late 80s and the early 90s, and you're just, you know, locking horns with Eulogized Rap outfits. You guys was doing your thing with De La, Tribe Called Quest. You know, all in that space, Native Tongue was very strong in one era. And, you know, when it comes to the posse of Native Tongue, to me, unity is something that was an essence of what you guys were professing. Love,
yeah.
Lyrics, life, you know, giving back to the community, to people. And so it's good to hear you're back, you know.
Oh, yeah. We never really left. We just took a hiatus, sat back, looked. You know, we was doing shows here and there, and I think just, I want to say probably the team we got behind us, a lot of, you know, and the demand is out there, you know, people really wanting to feel good about the music, you know, the guard of arms has changed, you know, got a lot of new young talent out there, and, it's a little bit of, it's a different range of the hip-hop for everybody. For cats that's older, for cats that's younger, for cats that's younger and want to listen to some of the older hip hop, you know, we keep that door open.
Oh, I know, I'm feeling you. So, what do you think when you hear that song? What do you think of that song? What goes through your mind, Mike, when you hear that song?
Oh, well, so much. I mean, that was the first song we released. That was the first one. That was the jump off right there. You know,
exactly.
That was the jump off. That's Coney Island, that's Cold Days, that's after school, on the D train, heading out to Brooklyn to go record.
Yo, you didn't just say the D train, did you? Did you just say the D train?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I got the International Metro card.
You're taking me back. I still got a Metro card in my wallet, for sure. So it feels good talking to a native New Yorker who actually still embraces getting their butt on a train. So, wow.
No doubt.
Yo, I'm loving this.
I remember back in them days, they didn't even have the Metro cards yet. We should just pull out the paper bag and show it to the token booth clerk. Like, man, you're going to get to that on a Saturday. Yeah, got school on the weekends. Then take the train all the way out to Brooklyn on the weekends.
Exactly. Yo, I'm loving the website. The website is hot. You know,
you.
I actually went to go visit your website. Yo, your website is nice. And
Thank you.
So for all y'all that want to understand how to even find out what's up with the JBs right now, they got a very hot website. It's jungle brothers4life.com. You can find out all the information you want about them. They have their bio, a lot of video events, you know. And what's up with the store? I'm feeling a t-shirt, Joe. I want a t-shirt. What's up with that?
All right. Well, it's a work in progress. We got a good brother down in Atlanta. He's been helping us out develop the store, the designs, and everything. I want to shout out my man Mook down in ATL. He called it ATL History. We just trying to keep the empire together. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I like this t-shirt. I'm actually feeling the one that I like the most is the Vibe Tribe. So I'm gonna want one.
All right.
Oh, I'm gonna want one.
Not a problem. Send me the vibe. Get it right out.
Yo, I don't know if you're going to be touring, but I'll be in Raleigh-Durham Thanksgiving weekend. So please follow if y'all doing parties, or I don't know what y'all are doing, but what's up with the party scene? I noticed you had Red Alert in Raleigh-Durham this past Saturday. Was that right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. This is correct. Yeah, we had a nice jam. Myself and a couple of brothers from down here in Raleigh on the Soul Diggers. A lot of people know DJ Assassin. And DJ TVS, they both was on 97.5 down here.
Yeah.
And they got a brand they call the Soul Diggers, and I've been a fan of what they do for a long time. So, you know, we got together and said, yo man, let's create an environment. You know, let's create a vibe. You know, let's cut out our little hole in the wall so we can have a good time from time to time. And that's what we did. And to kind of bless it, we had Mate down already. That was kind of the start of it. DJ Assassin brought Mace down for when they performed at, I think it's the Hopscotch Festival there in downtown Raleigh.
Okay.
And, he did the after party, and he had DJ Mace from De La Soul come in spin, and that was incredible. And, you know, after he did that, everybody was like, when's the next one? He told me, he said, yo, when's the next one? I said, yo, whenever you're ready. And, you know, we called Uncle Red, and he came down and blessed us, and we had a really good time. This past weekend, and I mean, Raleigh showed their love. I mean, I can't say no more. You know, in the great words of Grandma, well, Grandma said he came and he showed his ass, and that's what Uncle Red did. Everybody had a good time.
Yo, that's what's up. You know, I will admit, because DVS is someone I know very well. Me and DV, I actually did radio with DV at Radio 1 in Raleigh-Durham, so I know DVS very well. He can rock a party very hard. So
no doubt.
A DJ, I will have to give you props, because DVS is one of the hottest DJs in Raleigh-Durham. So it made me smile to even see y'all two team up with each other. I was like, yo, that's fam for me. That's actually family right there. Like,
yo,
I definitely...
DVS,
I know I'm coming to the party.
I totally agree. And Assassin, they're two of the top DJs out here for me. You know, they got a good selection of joints that keep you rocking.
Yo, that's what's up. I go back with DV since '99. I've known DVS.
Wow.
And DV, I'm serious. Like, I met DV in '99 when I was working for Foxy 107-104. DV was doing his thing over at K97.5. So even back then, DV could rock a party. So, and Assassin, too. Them both were nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So when I saw the flyer, you know I had to big you up. So I put it up on my Facebook page just to blast it for people to know. You know, I showed you some love. And so I'm going to want to. Oh, you no doubt. And so this is something that's going to be ongoing, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
You know, I was literally on the phone. We were talking about the next one now. So as soon as we get the date and get some graphics and a couple of agreements, I will let you know.
Please do. Keep me posted on that one, because I would definitely want the listeners to know. I definitely want people to follow you. You can find Mike G. Mike G, if you have anything for listeners, if they want to get in touch with you, how would they? You know, how can they contact you?
Best way to get at me is, I guess you can hit my Facebook, Mike G Jungle, or you could just go to junglebrothersforlife.com and just reach out for me there. To be honest, I don't really get on the social media like, you know, like some people, it's the Bible to them, but I try to get on once in the morning, maybe once at night, and, you know, a couple of times during the day. But if you drop me a line, I definitely get back to you. And I got the at Mike Jungle Twitter. Ain't no Jungle Brothers for Life, you know?
That's what's up. So, with that said,
Come on, Sam.
We're talking to Mike D tonight from the Jungle Brothers. I am so pleased to have him in the studio. This is a brother that I love very dearly, hardcore to his heart when it comes to just being a pioneer of hip hop. And I want to say I'm in love with hip hop. I'm a baby of the 70s, grew up in the Bronx, New York. So DJ DBS is someone that I family with, and we had a very familiar love when it comes to hip hop and giving our all. So I'm recognizing Mike D tonight. Mike D is a legendary member of the group Jungle Brothers. And they are coming back with just with all the strength and knowledge and understanding and wisdom of what it takes to have longevity in this game. So with that said, I got some questions for you, Mike, because of you being in the game so long, and you had a few, you know, you might have had some bump in the road. So one of the questions that I have for you this evening would have to pertain to, it goes to the past as far as, you know, some people felt like the JB's dismantled. Did you ever really dismantle? Or did y'all just, like, take a hiatus or a break? What's up with that?
I want to say we just took a hiatus. You know, we just, everybody grew up. You know, as we were talking about before, we came up in the game young, pretty much fresh out of high school. So, you know, the only responsibilities we have were staying up late, waking up early, partying all night, and make sure to make it to the studio. You know, but as you get older, you know, your family, kids, and everything like that, you really try to take a better look at the business and, you know, take a look at how you're living and what you want out of life and stuff like that. So, you know, we had a good run. We did about 5 albums. And, you know, and we just grew in between. So, you know, for a while, probably from about, probably like 2000, maybe 3 or something like that, 2005 or something like that, you know, everybody was kind of scattered, everybody relocated, and we was doing shows here and there, you know, so, you know, we never disbanded, though, that was the main thing. I think we all have a respect for each other, a respect for what we do, love what we do, and that's what, you know, that's what keeps us coming back at the end. You know, I think we know we want to hip-hop, we love hip-hop, so we always want to be out there raising the flag, you know, for Jungle Brothers, for hip hop, for Zulu Nation, and you know, that's really it. I mean, when you enjoy what you do, you gotta give a little. And you know, we gave a lot in the beginning, and you know, we able to reap that now with, you know, people still coming out, able to go out and perform, even up to this day. You know, a lot of cats are still sitting at home on the couch. You know what I'm saying? And you know,
oh yeah,
so,
no doubt.
You know,
I agree with you. So, Mike,
yeah,
D,
so, you know,
No, you're absolutely right. I actually respect everything you're saying. People need to understand and recognize this is a brother that's been in the game for probably as long as my behind is the age I am.
Easy.
You know, not to say I ain't gonna say that. I'm still in my 20s now, so okay. but with that said, you can find Mike G. Mike G is right here in the studio with me tonight, showing me mad love, and I'm so thankful. You can find the Jungle Brothers. They got a really hot website. It's called www.junglebrothersforlife.com. Check it out. Purchase the T-shirts. You can find out about their tour dates and all of that. Mike G's with me in the studio. We got Mark Lee calling in from Raleigh, Durham. Mike, do you got any questions? Well, you have any answers for Mark Lee? Mark Lee, you have any questions for Mike G tonight?
Yeah, I was just telling him I was going to talk to him about what kind of reception he got when he was down here in North Carolina, because I know there's a real active community around here that is both supportive of both the jazz and the hip-hop community, and I was wondering if he found it very receptive, and also if he was enjoying the mixture of the two, because I know there's a lot of young cats down here in the Durham and the Raleigh area that are mixing jazz along with hip-hop, folks like Pierce Freelon and Al Strong from Art of Cool Project. So I just wanted to get his insight on some of those folks. If you heard it at all.
The second name, I'm sorry, I think I heard of them, but I mean, the hip hop community down here in Raleigh is great, man. I've been down here for a good amount of years, and I like the mixture. We have been able to tour. When we toured through the states, we stopped in North Carolina, not just in Raleigh, in Greensboro and Charlotte. And, I mean, we've always got a good reception. I think one of the first brothers who really that I met, who I think jumped out big on the map, was Ninth Wonder. And it was funny, when I first moved here, he was real close. He lived not too far from me, so he kind of pointed me in the right direction of what was going on. And because, you know, I came down here just for the family, you know. And it's always good that, when you know, when you move somewhere, you got a home for hip-hop, a good home of music. So the scene is growing down here from what I've seen, you know. And, I mean, I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy it. I mean, I even love some of the trap stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got a lot of that. You got a lot of, you know, infused hip-hop, if you want to call it. A lot of the backpack, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the boom bap. So, I mean, I enjoy the scene as a whole. You know, I enjoy the Raleigh music scene.
Yeah,
so,
it seems like
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'm saying it seems like it covers across a lot of the generational lines, because I was actually just at an event called, like, the tail end of it on Saturday night with Chip Sharon. He was having his CD release party, but he is actually one of the gentlemen that did the bass line, the original bass line for Rappers Delight, that old classic hip-hop song. So he did the bass line for that, and now he's got his own CD out, but features a lot of the jazz cats from the Central Jazz Department, but it also features some funk and a little bit of, I'm sure, even give respect to the hip hop generation as well.
Wow! I wish I would have knew about that one. That's
well.
That's
hey, I got something for you, Mike G. I'm glad that this gentleman called in, because I know Mark Lee personally. Mark Lee, Mark is actually, if you want to know anything or everything about Durham, this dude right here is one of my fellow radio jocks that when I worked for North Carolina Central's radio station in Durham, North Carolina. Mark, he orchestrated the blues show, and he does a lot of all of the blues concerts and events that happen in Durham. He knows Ninth Wonder personally, and he does events over at the Hayside Heritage Center. And anyone or anybody that you want to be informed with, Mark Lee would know about that. I want to big up Mark, because he still does his own blues show, and he's very supportive of the art, and I know he knows of you very well. So I was so happy that you mentioned, when you mentioned Ninth Wonder, Mike, I mean, Ninth Wonder is like cement on the ground when it comes to hip-hop in Durham. He's a native of Winston-Salem. I've met Ninth Wonder personally, and, you know, my love for Raleigh Durham and the support that you get for the hip hop movement is very big in Durham and Raleigh. I mean, Big Daddy Kane is down there. I done bumped into Kane. I know Kane lives down there. You know, it's a lot of love in Raleigh Durham. So to have you on the show tonight and to pay homage to what you guys are doing, I give you mad respect and mad props. So actually, I want to say also, with Mark Lee on the phone, Mark, you should definitely, you know, keep in touch with Mike, or shoot him some information on the Facebook page on anything that you're doing in Durham, because, you know, it's always good to network, and it's always good to keep each other informed of what's going on.
Yeah, I will definitely be doing that, and I was actually going to just add to him that I know that next year will be the second year of what they call the Article Jazz Festival, but the folks that were behind that, and that was one of the gentlemen that I mentioned, Al Strong, along with his lady friend, Cicely Mitchell. That's part of what they did with that festival, was that they tried to make sure that while it was a jazz festival, that they were honoring hip-hop. And, I mean, they had Real Law, who was a local hip-hop artist, involved in the festival. I believe this year Pierce had been involved. So they definitely tried to make sure that a lot of the folks understood the connection between both the jazz and the hip-hop, because, and also the blues, because they're all related. I mean, they're all our music.
Almost definitely.
So I got a question, Mark. Since you're over at the Hayside Heritage Center, and the Hayside Heritage Center does do concerts and does do events, what's the possibility of having the JBs over there? Who does he got to talk to? Like, I want to know.
Well, I mean, I need to have a conversation with my executive director, but I think that that's a definite possibility that we can make that happen. We can definitely try
to
get on up here. Yeah, because, I mean, as part of Art and Cool, just to let you know that they're open to that thing, they did have a hip-hop artist perform. It wasn't a Ninth. It was actually, what's the other gentleman that was part of Ninth Wonder's whole team when they first came out?
Little Brother.
Yes, Little Brother and that Fonte movement. They performed there as part of the Art of Cool. So I believe it was actually Fonte that did the performance, but they did that over there as part of Art of Cool, and also Bilal and Emile LaRue were over there along with Alex.
I remember that date. I missed that. I was out of town. I wanted to see that so bad.
I remember that.
Oh man. Yeah.
So definitely. Mark, if you don't mind, what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to text Mike. I'm going to text Mike some of your job info, Mark Lee, because one thing I love to do, I'm a networker and a natural born supporter of people that I have a fond recognition of. And so I recognize Mike G as someone to me, is like a mentor, someone that was always positive, always pushing forward and doing something very positive when it came to music and art. So I want to link y'all to, I'll text Mike some of your info for you to keep in touch with him, because I would love to see that happen over at the Hayside. The Hayside is a heritage center that I've emceed and done so many different events over there, from kids' reunions to graduations to poetry events to film festivals that I've even been to and orchestrated or help assist with. So for Mike, for you to come into Durham and bless that stage over there, it would be monumental because it's very historical. And the Hayside Heritage Center, one thing about Durham I know, they do support the arts, and they would definitely support the brothers of JB. So I want to see that
doubt. Say no more. Let's get it going.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Definitely.
No problem.
That's right.
Let's make that happen.
Got to shout out the Butter Team.
Yo, I'm like, you know what? If you want to put me on payroll, just let me know.
I see that already.
I don't enjoy the people to follow us, and I would love for you to follow us. We are on blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones The Voice. You can also like us on Facebook. You can find us with The Voice of the People. That's where you can find us. And we would love your listening support. Tonight we're talking to legendary hip-hop pioneer Mike G of the JB. They're going to be in New York City. I wish I could be there. But you need to be in the house. SOB, one of my stomping grounds. House in Varick Street. They're going to be there actually Wednesday, November 5th. They'll be at SOB. And then they're going to be in Chicago. You better put on a coat. It might be a little chilly on Friday. They're going to be in Chi-Town, November 14th, at the Shrine. And if you want to find out more about the JBs and what's going on with them, definitely go check out the website, junglebrothersforlife.com, and you can find out as much information as you would like on the JBs. We got my producer in the studio with me tonight. Is DJ... Nah, but producer, yes. Film producer, yes. Dean Geronimo, you're in the building.
What's
with
up?
Us. What's
How you
up,
feeling?
Dean?
Not much. Salute, Mike G. How you feeling, brother?
Yo, everything's good, family. Everything good. You back there tearing them down out here.
Bruh, that's actually Ninth Wonder on the Ustream, doc. I'm a part of the internet street team called the Jamla Army. I just told him you gave him a shout-out. He said, you the big homie now. Salute to you.
Yo, salute. Salute Ninth Wonder in the whole Raleigh-Durham hip-hop scene, B. For real. Real talk.
Definitely. Dean Geronimo is my producer for my show. Dean and I are from Virginia State. But, Dean, aren't you from up top, too? Are you from Jersey or NY?
No, neither one. I've been here for the last 10 years in Jersey. My home is Petersburg, Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Virginia in him?
Yes, sir.
So, you in the building tonight. You got any questions for Mike G tonight?
not at the present moment, I do want to say, you know, when all of the pioneers like yourself, Daylon, everybody tried, everybody just kind of went on pause, hip-hop stopped to me and rap began. And for somebody that I always say, I'm 11 days older than hip-hop. So I grew up, that's all I know.
Yeah.
But now, you know, thank you for bringing rap, hip-hop back, you know, because we've been missing it.
Yeah, I feel it's been here, man. I'll tell a lot of people, there's a lot of, you know, I think when we started, the scene was a little bit smaller. It wasn't as many artists really out there just trying to get a buck. You got a lot of artists out there who really just trying to get a buck and really following whatever the Matrix is throwing at them, you know what I'm saying?
But
you got a lot of artists, real pure hip-hop artists out there, you know, giving you that real, true life, you know what I'm saying, that message and that spirit, you know what I mean? So, you know, it ain't all blasted on the radio, but it's out there, so have no fear, hip-hop is here, you know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. They call it, quote-unquote, underground, but,
backpack music.
I remember those days.
We ain't gonna fall into that.
But it's interesting how, you know, it's real interesting how things have, to me, changed. You know, the radio, everything on the radio is hot. No. Listen to this. Now I don't want to listen to that. It's not on the radio. Okay. Well, you don't remember how it was. Nothing was on the radio.
Exactly.
You know, and that word of mouth. When I remember being in high school, and our cheerleaders came out to Straight Out the Jungle, and we lost it in the gym. You know, the teachers were not going to tell us to sit down. No, right now, this is something right here that we connect with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that era right there, if we could just hit the, bring it back.
Yeah.
It's still here, don't get me wrong. But if we could just bring it back and put it on.
Oh, yeah, bring it out to the forefront, really put it on blast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Because they thought. They thought hip-hop was never going to survive.
Yeah.
And 41 years later, we still here.
Word up. So who's at dinner?
That's why I said thank you. I mean, I jam to these joints at work. And you know, sometimes it gets kind of difficult because, can you turn it down? No, not really.
Yo, I still jam to this stuff in the gym. I jam to it in the shower.
I just go ahead and do it. I lay down and jump down
you.
And run right through it. And when I'm on the mic,
I said where to work.
Say again?
Yo.
I said, I'm going to get me one of those Jim Browski t-shirts and wear it to work.
Hell yeah.
I'm that kind of guy.
Yo, we got to get, you know what? No, not for nothing. Dean Geronimo, but we got to get them down to homecoming next year for Team Tailgate. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what?
We got to talk to the team about getting JB's down there to perform and hang out with us at VSU's homecoming. I think that would be hot.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And you know what? I might have to hint that later.
You know, and the only reason why I say that is this, because, you know, we're like Dean Geronimo and I, we just came back from, you know, it's been about a week, but I'm still coming down from the high of Virginia State University's homecoming, and I will admit, the era of the 80s and 90s is very deep for us in our clique, and NY represents so hard, but the whole essence of what you've been talking about is similar to what we do when we go to homecoming. It's a lot of us from up north, and we all are in our late or early 40s, late 30s, and we're all still lovers of hip-hop. I mean, we were birthed in that era when hip-hop was very strong, and the movement and the music and the unity was very tight, so we still want to hear that stuff. We still want to bob our heads to that stuff. I mean, and I asked you just now, and I want to ask your opinion, and don't be light about it, too. I'm not feeling some of the new things I hear with some of the artists. Hip-hop has changed immensely compared to when I was a kid, a teenager, sitting on my aunt's stoop in the Bronx, bobbing my head to Straight Out the Jungle, and I was a kid, or listening to Jim Browski, wanting to understand who Native Tongue was, loving some De La, loving some Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, the music is so diluted with other things that they're glorifying in their lyrics. What's your opinion on that?
It's the machine, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They, you know, sex sells. And I mean,
right? Unfortunately,
hip-hop has been turned out. You
know, so you feel
it's a shame, you know what I'm saying? For a lot of the, especially for a lot of the female rap artists, you know what I'm saying? Mad talent, but
right.
They feel like they got to get naked to, you know, show their, you know, to show their skills. So,
right.
I mean,
and how do you
feel
about that, though? I mean, you being in the game for so long, do you ever, because I know you roll in circles where you still rub elbows with some of the newbies and some of the new jacks, do you ever, you know, do you have your favorites right about now?
To be honest, I listen to everything. You know, there's not nothing I don't listen to. Like I said earlier, I listen to the trap. I listen to the, you know, quote-unquote boom bap, backpack rap. I listen to it all, you know. But some of it, it's like, some of it you could feel through the actual music and through the lyrics. And some of it's like, oh, man, they just, you know, they just selling out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love my girl Nikki. Nikki is probably one of the most talented MCs I've heard in a while. You know, and I heard she write everything, but it's like, dad, she's like, she's naked. Like, yo, you serious? Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so. But, you know, one thing I believe is that the face of hip-hop, you know, it changes. You know what I'm saying? In the earlier years, you had, you know, for me, like, the face of hip-hop at one time was Melly Mel. It was Bam, you know what I'm saying? The Furious Five. Those are the visuals that you saw when you saw hip-hop. So, you know, then it came, you know, it was our era. I mean, Fat Boys, Run DMC, they all had that era. You know, so, you know, now it's, you know, get naked, everybody up in the club, get, you know, this, that. I don't even dwell on it. But one thing I am proud of, though, is the way that business is being handled. You know, although a lot of the messages are negative, that's, you know, the stuff that's put out front, because everything you see out front and on TV isn't just hip-hop. You know, like we were talking, you got a lot of cats in the trenches, like, you know, like Knife and his old movement. Talib Kweli, he's still out there making hot joints. Common making hot joints, you know what I'm saying? Knife got this great MC called Rhapsody. Fire, you know what I mean?
Muting the Beat just came out.
Yeah, you got a lot of solid hip-hop work out there, you know, and cats is really taking care of themselves, taking care of the artists, and trying to take care of the culture. And, it's music business, but, you know, the culture is right there. And, you know, I commend a lot of these cats out here, you know, taking care of their business. But I really wish that, the multitude of flavor that's out there in hip-hop would be shown, other than the young cats getting high, young chicks showing their ass, you know what I'm saying? You don't really see too many, like, you know, fun, uplifting videos or music, for that matter. You know, that's not what's promoted, you know? It's like, you know, bitch this, suck my dick, and this, and that. It's like, oh, man. You know, but I don't even want to waste my time. I can't even, you know... We're not here for that. We're not here talking.
No, right. I mean, I'm here to big up. And I just want to big you up, because big up to the Jungle Brothers. Like, if you don't know nothing about them, guess what? You can actually go to their Wikipedia page. The brothers have got a Wikipedia page, okay? And if you don't know nothing about the JBs tonight, and you don't even have a Facebook page, take your butt to Wikipedia. And you can go to wikipedia.org/WIKI/Jungle Brothers, or just Google in Wikipedia. Go to Wikipedia and type in JBs, and guess what? Boom, they right there for you, in your face, just like that. And 'cause they got it just like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the JBs are a group that's very monumental. They've been doing their thing for well over 30 years. And I'm so pleased to have someone like Mike G in the building tonight. Mark Lee is in the building with us, who is also a pioneer hip-hop historian, blues and jazz historian. You know, I do have a background in radio because I started in radio with jazz radio back in 91 when I worked at Virginia State University's WVST 91.3. So some of your songs that I even hear, Mike, I actually do embrace the sound of the JB because the inspiration with the jazz. Now, whose idea was to infuse jazz with hip-hop with you guys? Who thought about that?
Well, to be honest, it's something that had already been done. You know, for a lot of cats that really know the history of hip-hop, hip-hop wasn't just something that was made. Somebody picked up a drum machine and a record and said, yo, this is hip-hop. Hip-hop was a platform that was created by the DJs, you know what I'm saying? And what they would do is they would find the various breaks on any type of record, whether it be jazz, rock and roll, disco, blues, wherever that break was, the hip-hop DJ would take that and create the scene. You know what I mean? Bob James Mardi Gras. I mean, probably one of the most classic jazz records of them all. You know, jazz record, I mean, on the scene. Been blessing the scene of hip-hop for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like really, you know, we didn't really create it. You know, people like to say, yo, you created. Nah, we didn't really create it. What we did was we just brought it to the forefront and we was able to carry on what the pioneers to us were doing. You know, because the pioneers to us were your Afrika Bambaataa Soul Sonic Force, your Furious Five, your Treacherous Three, your Cold Crush Brothers, you know what I'm saying? Your Fat Boys, your, you know, even your Run DMCs, you know?
Of course.
We just carried
and
it on.
I thank you for carrying the torch and carrying it on. I will say I was blessed to even come across, and you know, it was because of you, Mike, believe it or not. It was because of you that I was blessed to have DJ Maceo from De La Mace bless me, came to the tunnel when I was a young girl, young promoter, promoting parties at Nels and Limelight and Palladium, and yo, Mace came out and blessed me and DJ'd one of my parties at the tunnel and just wreck shop, and people just was going bananas. You see what I'm saying? Like, I have fond memories. I'm like, I'm a kid and a lover and always will be a diehard fan. Plus, I feel like fam when I hear your voice. You know, I was blessed to even meet Jam Master Jay, which I actually, God bless him. Met Jay downtown in Spring Street, hanging out at Fat Farm on Prince Street. And Jay came through and blessed me and came to Nell. And, like, it was so funny because when he came in a green Adidas running suit with white stripes. And the door people didn't want to let him in because you know how the doors are in New York City. Oh, you got to dress to impress and all this and whatever. Jay ain't coming in dressed up. Jay came that night in a green running suit, Adidas suit, white stripes. And they was like, yo, Ty, this guy can't come in. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's Jam Master Jay. He was like, oh, he said his name was Jason. I said, it is. But he also is Jam Master Jay. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's interesting. It's just a beautiful thing. Like, what you're doing, you can be relaxed. You can be calm. You can dress however. This is the beauty of what you do. You do what you do, but you also love what you do. So if you had any advice to some of the young people that are listening today that want to know, how do I get involved in stuff like this? Like, where do I start? What do I do? Would you be able to give them any type of insight, Mike?
You know, it's so many resources out here if somebody wanted to get into, you know, into the hip-hop culture, to be an artist, producer, whatever. I mean, you could just look online for the most part, but the best way is to get out there and rub some elbows, get from in front of the computer, get out here to the parks, you know what I mean? It's different. When I come to the scene in North Carolina, I can't really see where it started, like how if you go to New York and be like, yo, I heard such and such used to rock in this park, or yo, they used to rock over there in this center and stuff like that. But the main thing is get around people who's in it, you know what I mean? get around those people. You know, don't just look online. Yo, get out there, get in the mix, find out where cyphers are, find out where the, you know, the little hip hop jams are. You know, gotta be in it to win it, but you gotta live it too. You know, so that's the first part of advice. And then, you know, just stay true to who you are, and remember,
right.
You know, don't forget to take it from out the bedroom to the stage or to the street or whatever.
I like that. Staying true to who you are, Mark Lee. You're still in the studio. Do you have any questions from IG tonight as well?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was actually gonna make a statement on that because actually y'all were talking about the jazz influences and things of that nature. But you know, Scott Aaron was actually one of the greats that I actually consider him one of those people that I honor and respect all the time. As far as I'm concerned, he was one of the original hip hop artists. And before he passed away, but he definitely had those strong jazz roots. I mean, Brian Jackson, his main musician, was a straight up jazz musician. So one of the things I would definitely tell our young folks is to understand that history, understand the lineage and the connection between the jazz and the hip-hop and the blues, because, I mean, blues
exactly.
is nothing but the modern-day, the older version of hip-hop. I mean, if you look at it, the storylines are very similar in terms of what they're selling and in terms of those double entendres that hip-hop uses. A lot of that is very similar.
Yeah.
So just,
you know,
very important that you understand all that history.
Yep.
Know your history, people. So bottom line is know your history and follow us. I definitely want you to follow us. Mike G is in the building with us tonight. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. You can follow us. We are on Facebook. Like us, the voice of the people. Also on blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones, the voice. Send us any submissions that you would like, requests. If you don't catch the show this evening, definitely come back and you can actually listen to the archive show. That's the beauty about Blog Talk Radio. So if you miss it tonight, you can always log back in and go to the Voice of the People and listen to this interview with Mike G. Mike G is a legendary member of the JBs. You can find the JBs, type it in on Facebook, Mike G Jungle. Or you can also go to their website, order those T-shirts, people, because they have some nice ones. It's junglebrothers4life.com, and you can check out all of the paraphernalia that they do have, you know, in that store. Right now, we do got Mike in the building. I don't want to take up too much of Mike's time tonight because he's blessing me tonight, but he's got this show coming up. And just remind the listeners, where is that show going to be at, Mike?
Oh, yeah, we got that show in SOBs, New York City, downtown. It's an American house. Then come on through Wednesday night. Doors is at 9. Uncle Red is going to be blessing us again. He's going to be the DJ for the night. We're going to have a couple of guests. Got my man 9 from doing that classic. What you want, huh? He's going to be down there doing it. Got a family G-Mims. He's going to be rocking. So, I mean, we're going to have a good night. You know, I hope people got the doctor's notes ready for Thursday because it's going to be hard to leave on Wednesday night. They come in there, they just might as well stay for the long haul. So come on out, SOBs, November 5th, New York City, Jungle Brothers and Friends. Come through.
Yo, Jay and Mike, what time does the doors open for people that want to know? What time do your doors open?
Well, I want to say doors is opening at 9.
Gotcha. And if they wanna purchase tickets, do you know how much those tickets cost for them?
To be honest, I don't. I wanna say they're $20. But if you get there early, you might see a happy face, you might get in there 15.
Right, yeah. It's New York, so you gotta do your thing.
You know what I'm saying? You know how New York is.
$20 is basically the standard. But guess what? If you do need to know, just go to SOB's website. I'm pretty sure they got it up there.
It's definitely up there.
Doors open at 7:30.
Wow.
Doors open at 7:30.
Yeah. Shows at 9.
At 9.
You want to help me? I'm glad somebody in here knows what's going on.
You know what? Doors open at 7:30 because guess what? SOB's actually sells food, and they actually got some pretty good food.
That's true. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why Boricua, and that spot right there, they got some good cuchiflito. So they got some good patties. They got some good stuff up there. So go check it out. SOB's is going to be the spot for for July. Nah, where are we right now? We in November. November 5th. Check
in November.
I got to throw it out there like that because I'm all over the place. I'm excited.
That's right. That's right. Hey, y'all, I got to shout out the Shrine again. Got to shout out the Shrine again in Chicago. Looking forward to going to Chi-Town and getting down with them, with the family out there, too. That's going to be November 14th. Yes.
What's that? Do you know about, okay, so when y'all go to the Shrine, what's going on there? Like, is it just you guys?
As far as I know, there's a couple of opening acts, but to be honest, I don't really even know the details. I know there was a whole lot of phone talking was going on, and then they locked it in, and I'm like, yeah, because I'm dying to get back to Chicago. So I'm just happy to be here.
So you like Chicago?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
What's so good about Chicago?
Just the flavor there is real. It's real, to say the least. I mean, we had a good opportunity to work with a couple of folks back in the day from Chicago called the Family Tree, and man, we had a good time. And you know, even back when we used to do promo, back when we was on Warner Brothers going to Chicago, we always had a good time. People showed us mad love. You know, the scene is strong in there. I mean, you know, you got Common and Kanye and all of them out there, but just the people there are good, you know what I'm saying? They got the love for the music, and, you know, that's what you want to do when you get into a city. You know, for somebody like me, that's two things I need, two of the top things. I need a good music scene, a good vibe for music, and I need good food. And Chi-Town definitely got that.
Well, that's what's
hey,
up.
Mike.
And when you go out there, I'm going to definitely – give it a shout out. So the Shrine, for everyone, if you don't know where it's at, the JBs will perform in Chicago. That's gonna be November 14th, and it's 2109 South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. And if you wanna buy tickets, just check out the venue website for more info. And you can actually go to theshrinechicago.com. And I'm loving it because the JB's got a big old picture. Bam, right there. Boom. I just went to the site and I'm like feeling it. It says Jungle Brothers, November 14th. Tickets are on sale right now. So if you want to buy a ticket, go to theshrinechicago.com and you can purchase your tickets right now. You can RSVP that ticket, which I would advise people to do. So that way you're not standing outside in the cold. Check it out. They've got a beautiful website. You know, I want to be inside where it's warm so I can eat some good cooked food and listen to some good music by the JP. You know, so check that out. Mike is in the building with us tonight. And I'm really, really just feeling very blessed to have you in the studio tonight. Feels like a reunion. And,
No doubt. You know, I'm going to have to dip on you, though, because I'm trying to pack this bag. I got to leave early in the morning. So I might have to dip on Scooby-Doo on you in a minute.
Oh.
So final thought of the night. Would you have to give any shout-out, last final shout-out from Mike G of the JBs tonight?
Yo, the last shout-out I just want to give to you, Ty, you know what I'm saying? I see what you're doing. I see that you're keeping up with your love for the music through promotion, through this blog show, and I want to salute you, you know what I mean? And just to everybody who's calling and listening, you know, hopefully they'll be attending some of the shows and just giving that general support for hip-hop as a whole, you know what I mean? I salute them, and that's the major shout-out right there.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight.
Never a problem. No doubt.
I will have to say, this is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. We had a beautiful interview this night. Final conclusions, final thoughts. DJ Mike Checker, big up to you in Virginia. Dean Geronimo, final thoughts for this evening before we end this episode.
I'm here to break down the definition of buddy.
Well, before we go, just want to say again, salute to you, Mike. Thanks. Keep dropping hurricane. Hey, keep bringing the flavor. You know, Wednesday you'll be at SOB's with Cool DJ Red Alert. Performances by the Jungle Brothers, Drez and Jerobi, the Everton, Brand Nubian. I'm putting it out there right now, bro. Doors open at 7:30. $20 before the day of the show, $25 the day of. And then y'all will be in the shower on the 2nd, right? At the shrine. Y'all will be
at the shrine
on the 14th. Tickets are $17.50 for that. So, you know, this is what we do. And we appreciate you and everybody that keeps hip hop alive.
Yo, thank
yes.
you. Thank
you, Mike. Thank you for being a
no
part
doubt.
Of the show. All
no
right.
doubt.
Hey,
yo, Mark, I'm going to be looking to talk to you soon, man.
Yo, Mark, I'm going to give Mark some of your info if you don't mind, because Mark is a good connect for you to have, especially in Durham.
Nah, that's what's up. Yeah, especially in your neighbors.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking to you about Virginia State. Homecoming,
yeah,
2015.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
All right, let's get it in. Definitely. All right, Mike G, travel safe and enjoy your show. Do a good job. Represent New York like you know how to do. God bless you and travel safe.
All right, thanks, y'all. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for having
you,
me.
Mike. Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank
safe
you.
Travels, my brother. Peace.
Thanks, y'all. Peace.
That was our guest tonight. That was Mike G of the legendary group, the Jungle Brothers. And I would just want to wrap this up real quick and just reflect on the essence of hip-hop and what hip-hop is. I want people to know that love, unity is something that the JBs exude. We see that they're still going strong. And they are a group that will continue to go strong just because of the essence of who they are. So you can find them Friday night, like Mike indicated, Wednesday. They're going to be in SOBs in New York. That's our house in Varick. Then Friday, November 14th, they're going to be at the Shrine in Chicago. And if you need to find out more information about the JBs, check out the website. I really like it. It's got some very cool information about the JBs. So you just go to www.junglebrothersforlife.com. This is Ty Jones of the Voice of the People. We would love for you to follow us on Facebook, okay? Now, when you do that, click like, and then let the fingers do the walking and go an extra mile and click the link. Go listen to the archive show if you didn't catch it tonight. You can catch it another night. And then please follow us when you get to the site. You will show us a lot of love. Listen to Port Radio is what we're about. So we do thank you for being a listener-supported station, because that's what we are. And in order for us to keep it going, we need people just as you that listen to the show. So I just want to acknowledge all our listeners. Thank you, Mark, for being in the studio tonight. And Dean Geronimo, before we head out, any final thoughts for tonight?
You know what? I think you said everything that needs to be said. Again, we appreciate all our listeners. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you again. Same time.
That's right.
Same channel.
Same bat time, same bat channel. And guess what?
You know it.
Guess what?
What's
Geronimo?
That?
I got something real juicy that's happening.
What's juicy?
Next
what's
Monday.
Juicy? Yeah. Tell them what's going on Monday.
Well, you want me to tell them?
Yeah, tell them.
I'll tell them.
You going to tell them?
Yeah, I'll tell them. Ladies and gentlemen, or maybe in the bedroom, maybe with yourself, well, you need to tune in next Monday, because we will be talking about, let's talk about S-E-S. Yes. We're going to be talking about that. People need to understand, we grown. And this is Grown Folks Talk Radio as well. So if you got any questions, or you might have some comments, or you might not even understand what's going on with your body, how to arouse your brother, how to arouse that man of yours, or maybe, gentlemen, you're lacking in some department where you don't know how to please your mate. Well, guess what? We have a beautiful guest. Her name is Nadine Genty from Brooklyn, New York. This is a madam, a very classy woman who's going to be with us next Monday. And she's going to be talking about intimacy, love, sex, and the conversation will get a little bit hot. So wear your throwback. Wear a wife beater or a tank top and get
some
a nice
cold water
with one. And get some water. And tune in next Monday because we're going to be talking about SEX. Let's talk about sex, love, and intimacy. And I think we'll have some fun with that show, Dean.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. We're going to see. Okay?
We're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Dean, I'm going to leave it like that. And we'll keep them guessing because I think it'll be a nice hot show. And I think it'll be real sexy.
Yeah.
Ronin sex is what we're doing for the Voice of the People next Monday.
No hard bottles required.
I love that. This is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People, along with producer Dean Geronimo. We want to thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed night. And remember, if you do nothing else, put your faith first, walk forward in life, keep it positive. From the Voice of the People, we love you and good night.
Peace and blessings.